We're talking today with Colleen Fernald, who is a candidate this time around for the Sebastopol City Council, a third-time candidate for that office, a candidate for other offices. You must like being a candidate.
Well, I do, and I don't run for my own best interest. I run, in the case of Sebastopol, for the city's best interest, hoping to raise the bar for all the candidates so that whoever wins is serving the majority of the public.
So what is the message or the issue that you're trying to elevate attention to?
I'm here to represent the 99%, and that's includes progressives and conservatives. I think that we need to build better bridges of cooperation so that the majority of our needs are served. And there's a lot of divisiveness that's going on, that continues to go on, and it doesn't serve our bottom line. It doesn't serve our happiness quotient as well.
Sebastopol is facing another general plan cycle. Are there particular things you'd like to see incorporated in that document as it gets updated?
Yes, there are. There's a lot of things that we learned from the Northeast plan development that was going on, and there's things that we've learned from the CVS Chase situation, and those should be implemented so that when someone brings a proposal to the planning and to the city council, that they're aware of what's going to fit ahead of time. So we don't try to, you know, force a square peg into a round hole.
And so what lessons do you take from the Chase CVS project?
Well, if we looked at the city of Sonoma, they created an ordinance in their town plaza that would limit the types of corporate chain stores that go in there to preserve, you know, their small town charm. And that's something that I think would serve Sebastopol really well.
In the Northeast areas you talked about, there was a big kind of wrangling over what would happen there. What do you think about what's happening in that part of town subsequently?
Well, I think that it's an improvement, and it also, I think, served the developer really well that we did really scrutinize what would go in that property. And as the market dictated, the initial plan was not a good fit. He may have really lost in that particular proposal. So I think the best outcome came as a result of putting so much time and effort into finding something that was a good fit. And I think the majority is really satisfied with how that's progressing.
This is your third time as a candidate in Sebastopol. Why do you keep trying?
Well, I don't see the needs being served by the current council or by the candidates. There are a lot of elements that are missing that would serve our holistic best interest, because while I have my deep roots in protecting environmental and social rights and justice, I also reach out to conservatives, to people of all parties, and that's something that's missing from certain candidates. One issue in particular, one of the ordinances or a core value of Sebastopol is not to use herbicides and pesticides on city-owned property. And we were part of a pepperweed project where there was a paid coordinator for the volunteers, and my daughter and I were featured in the Press Democrat in that project, and we really enjoyed it. We did a good job. And then even environmental city council members caved, and they let the herbicide spraying go on. That issue was just brought up at the last council meeting, and the council had an opportunity to use the money in a different way. The Laguna Foundation is in charge of it now, but they're continuing to spray, and they're just going to study alternatives for the next 5 to 10 years. No one's paying attention to the result of these on the habitat of the Laguna.
Colleen Fernald is a candidate for the Sebastopol City Council in November. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.